Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And we're celebrating salespeople here, ladies and gentlemen. Professional salespeople. Rob Jolliss is our guest, our good friend, long-time Brain Trust member, 18 years. Customer-centered selling, is that right, Rob? Was that the first one, wasn't it?
That's the one you love.
I do love it. I do love it. It's a Bible. It's a Bible as far as I'm concerned. It's outstanding, folks, and it's evergreen. And see, that's the thing. That's the thing that I love about selling. One of the things I've been having fun doing, Rob, one of the things I've been having fun doing, Rob, is working with salespeople and helping them differentiate between what's new and what's fundamental. And helping them understand that even though the world is changing a lot and there's a lot of things going on that they have to learn that's new, the underlying fundamentals that you and I have known for decades haven't changed at all. And you could call them the hard skills of the soft skills, right? The hard skills of selling, but like the closing process. Like the demonstration process, like the proposal process, all of those things haven't changed. The prospecting has changed, but right. I just want to get back to your thoughts on my position that we should be celebrating professional salespeople because nothing happens until they make something happen.
And I appreciate that. I want to dissect it because this seems like such an easy topic. But since I've been 18 years, as you reminded me, I think we've nibbled on this for 18 years. So let's finish this thing. I think one of the culprits, believe it or not, and this is an article I just wrote, is sales contests of all things. Jim, what does a sales contest do? And I hope sales managers are listening right now. And I want you to take a deep breath because, look, I understand we want to incent the sales force. We want to increase sales. But sales contests are actually a mirage. They look like they're effective. I've got a great idea. Hire
now, you know you're wandering over into heresy here, right?
I know. Let me get it out, then the lines will light up. Right. Hire good salespeople. Compensate them fairly, and we understand that's going to be with a draw on a commission. Mm-hmm. And beware of the sales contest, because remember, typically salespeople are competitive people. And I've been on many teams and many very good teams, but there's always a minor amount of dysfunction on a team, particularly a team of competitors. You put that sales contest out there, and you run the risk of creating an issue between the sales force. Let me give you a classic example.
Now you're sounding a little politically correct here, Rob, but that's not like you.
It's an accident, I promise you. but here's a misnomer. Many people think that salespeople, what they want is more money. So a sales contest offers them more money. Salespeople, I've been around salespeople for over 30 years, thousands and thousands of them. Rarely do they say, I need more money. What they'll say is, I need acknowledgement, I need respect, mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind recognition. And by the way, Jim, let's do that on another show. I can give you 25 different ways to recognize somebody that has nothing to do with money.
Right.
But when we put them in a sales contest that can potentially humiliate three-quarters of the sales force, what happens at the end? And we're talking about respecting salespeople. We're talking about salespeople making sales they probably shouldn't make to try and drive a number, so they can get a prize and not be embarrassed in front of their team. Is that what we really want?
I think I'm going to push back on you on this one. I don't think sure. I completely agree with that because I do think salespeople want more money, but I agree with you about the respect thing. There's an awful lot. I will go with you on this one. There is an awful lot of motivation that sales management mm-hmm. can use to encourage their sales staff, their sales teams, that doesn't involve more money, different kinds of leverage compensation, but it does involve a lot of respect, a recognition of holding someone up for a periodic accomplishment. We used to have a bell when I worked for Xerox, you know, before you worked for Xerox. We used to have a bell at the front door of the office, and somebody made a sale. They'd come in, they'd ring that bell, and you could hear it. You could hear it a half a block away, and the whole building stopped, and you know, you got some recognition for ringing the bell,
but it didn't put any more money
in anybody's pocket. It was just that recognition.
Okay, let me tell you about my sales contest at 23 years old as a New York Life insurance agent. It was called Steak and Beans. 24 apprentice field underwriters.
I remember Steak and Beans. I do.
Yeah. Okay.
I've eaten both.
Uh-huh. 24 AFUs, people in their first 24 months. The top 12 were going to eat steak in the manager's office, and the bottom 12 were going to serve it to them and eat beans in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Sounds funny on paper, but bringing your spouse and significant other was a requirement.
Oh.
And I can tell you that there was no way I was bringing my girlfriend to stick around the kitchen and
there you go.
Eat beans.
It worked. Apparently it worked, though, Rob.
Jim, I'm going to battle you on this. Did it work, really? Sure. I ate steak that night. Guess how I did it? I sold anything that moved, and I breached my own ethics by doing it.
You can't do that.
You hear that?
You can't do that.
I didn't care what unique product.
No, you've got to compete ethically. You have to do that. And that's
still like that sales contest, Jim? Still like it?
I like them. So we're agreeing to disagree, folks. And that's one of the things, Rob and I. One of the markers of our relationship is we're both of us are frequently wrong but never in doubt. Tintail, right back with Rob Jolles. Jolles.com, by the way, JOLLES.com. That's how you find Rob and all of us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.